sabrosura pa ti que.
Hello everyone, this is Pam, de Café con Pam, the bilingual podcast that features fearless Latinx and people of color. The fearless break barriers, change lives, and make this world a better place. Welcome to episode 180 of Café con Pam. Today, we have a long overdue show. Listeners, Café con Pam just turned 4. And your favorite podcast host, aka me, actually just had a birthday too. And on top of all the things, we just went through the most stressful, close, all the things election this week. And we got some great news if you're on my side of the coin. But first, I want to do a quick check-in. Whatever you are right now, I want to invite you to close your eyes if you're not driving and take a deep breath. How do you feel? Did you allow the air to enter your nose, fill up your lungs, and reinvigorate your body with oxygen? Let's try again. Slower. Did that feel different? When was the last time you took a deep breath like that? For me, frankly, it felt like it was 4 years ago. I remember waking up soon after I launched Café con Pam in Atlanta. I was at a conference and I turned the TV on. I don't think it was off at all night. But when I woke up, I remember looking at the new president-elect and I could not believe it. Fast forward 4 years later and seeing all the things that have happened, including a new president-elect and the first woman vice president of the United States, a Black and Asian American woman, OMG. In Madam Vice President-elect words, I quote, "While I might be the first woman in this office, I won't be the last. Because every little girl watching tonight sees that this is a country of possibilities. And to the children of her country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition, lead with conviction, and see yourself in a way that others might not see you. Simply because they've never seen it before. And we will applaud you every step of the way." Oof. I think this week we can breathe a little easier. We are still in a pandemic. Lots of people are still unemployed. Many lives are no longer with us. There's a significant racial divide in this country still. Absolutely. And if you can listen to this, I want to invite you to give yourself a gift of a few minutes of joy. Not because you're listening to me, but because we just saw the power of using our voice. On November 11, I hope you listen to this before 11:11, I am hosting Notion Camp Day, a 2.5-hour work class, aka I will teach you and we will work together, where we will create our own life dashboard. This is to track everything in your life, books you're reading, movies you want to watch, grocery shopping, your daily to-do list, and more. Sign up before it's too late at notioncampday.com. Instead of showing up with a long episode reflecting on the things we've accomplished or not accomplished this year, I think we've all had enough of 2020, am I right? So I'm showing up today to share a tapping sequence to give us joy, excitement, energy for the day. Feel free to come back to it anytime, whenever you feel like you need a quick pick-me-up from the day-to-day, because monies, you deserve to feel joy, hope, and forgiveness. Let's get started. Anything that I say, anything that we do together, any tapping that we do together is not to be perceived as or relied upon in any way as a medical advice or mental health advice. The information provided through this podcast and any of my programs is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment that can be provided by your own physician, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, therapist, counselor, mental health practitioner, licensed dietitian or nutritionist, member of the clergy, or any other licensed or registered healthcare professional. Please do not disregard professional medical advice or delay seeking professional advice because of the information you have listened to or read in my programs, services, products, or anything related to me. Do not stop taking any medications without speaking to your physician, nurse practitioner, physician assistant, mental health provider, or other healthcare professional. If you have or suspect that you have a medical or mental health issue, please contact your own healthcare provider promptly. I am not providing healthcare, medical, or nutrition therapy services, or attempting to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure in any manner whatsoever any physical ailment or any mental, emotional issue, disease, or condition. I am not giving medical advice, psychological, or religious advice whatsoever. Thank you for listening to my disclaimer. If you'd like more information, head over to my website and be responsible with your tapping. Let's get started. First, I want us to check in and see how we're feeling. How are we feeling in our body? Do we have any tension going on? Do we feel a sense of release? We went through a ton of stress over the last week. I would venture to say over the last 4 years. So check in with your body. Close your eyes and ask your body, what does it want to tell you? And if this is your first time listening to me tap, I'm going to send you to episode 146, where I tell you a lot more about tapping and how to do it. You can also check out a ton of videos on my Instagram account where I teach you all the things about tapping. Okay, now let's review the points. Just as a quick refresher, side of the hand, top of the head, eyebrow, side of the eye, under the nose, under the mouth, collarbone, and under the arm. Okay, we're going to start tapping on the side of the hand and we're going to create a setup statement. Before that, because this is a happy tapping sequence, we are simply going to check in real quick and see where our joy or happiness levels are. So to me, I feel, I would say out of 5, I'm pretty neutral right now. And we're going to tap, or tapping on the side of the hand, and we're going to say, even though I just went through a lot of stress last week, I give myself some joy today. Even though I went through a ton of stress last week, I give myself some joy today. Side of the hand, even though I went through a lot of stress last week, I want to bring myself some joy today. Top of the head, I allow myself to feel joy for today. Eyebrow, I bring in feelings of joy and excitement today. Side of the eye, I give myself permission to feel joy for today. Under the eye, I welcome feelings of joy today. Under the nose, I allow myself to feel joy. Under the mouth, I welcome feelings of joy today. Collarbone, I allow joy to fill my body, mind, and my soul today. Under the arm, I welcome feelings of joy today. Okay, we're going to shake your hands, release any tension that may have come up, and let's bring in some hope. And with this one, we're not going to set up a statement. We're simply going to start tapping on the top of the head, and we're going to start tapping on the top of the head. I bring in hope for the rest of the day. Eyebrow, I allow myself to feel hopeful. Side of the eye, I welcome feelings of hope. Under the eye, I allow feelings of hope for what's to come. Under the nose, I welcome feelings of hope. Under the mouth, I allow hope to fill me up today. Under the arm, I welcome feelings of hope. Top of the head, let's keep going. I send hope to the planet. Eyebrow, I send this hopeful feeling to my neighborhood. Side of the eye, I bring in feelings of hope to my neighborhood. Under the eye, I bring in the feeling of hope to my household. Under the nose, I allow myself to feel safe for today. Under the mouth, I welcome feelings of safety for today while I'm at home, or whatever you want to be safe. Collarbone, I feel hope. Under the arm, I feel hope. Let's bring in some energy and productivity in case you listen to this in the morning and you want to have a productive day. We're going to tap in the side of the hand. I welcome energy and productivity. We're not going to do setup statement. Top of the head. I allow energy and productivity to fill me today. Eyebrow. I give myself permission to feel energized and productive for the rest of the day. Saturday, I allow myself to feel productive and energized for the rest of the day. Under the eye, I allow myself to feel productive and energized for the rest of the day. Under the nose, I welcome good energy to fill me up today. Under the mouth, I allow energy and productivity to fill my day today. Collarbone, I welcome energy and productivity today. Under the arm, I feel energized and productive today. Shake it up, take a deep breath. And now go on with your day. I hope this tapping sequence helped you feel better. You can feel free to come back at any time when you are feeling a little down, or if you are at a stressful state, come back and listen to this and insert a feeling of peace, perhaps, or maybe you want to bring yourself resilience. Whatever it is, you can replace joy, you can replace the energy and the productivity, you can replace the hope for whatever feeling it is you want to bring yourself. And I really hope it helped you. Please make sure that you drink lots of water if we tap together. For me, my nose started running, getting a little runny, and I think that was my way of releasing this time. I really hope you enjoyed it. If this is your first time here, very welcome. This is probably not the best episode to listen to for the first time. This is not at all what Café con Pam is on the regular. So I really hope you come back and give us another chance. We typically drink coffee and we have conversations with incredible people. Now, if you love this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review. I would love it if you leave me a review and tell me. Please tell me. Tell me how could we get better? How could I improve? How could I give you better content? Because I have noticed your 4-star ratings and it's cool. You know, I'm about it, but I would love it more if you could tell me what could I do to make that a 5-star, because I'm all about constructive criticism when it's given, not when you leave me hanging for me to speculate and wonder why you gave me a 4-star. I welcome your 4-star. I'm grateful for your 4-stars and 3s and 2s and 1s. And I only ask for you to leave me feedback, because the feedback will really be what helps me make this podcast better. So thank you for that. Now, I would love to connect with you, and there are 4 ways that we can connect. Of course, follow at Café con Pam Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. 2, join the Café con Pam Podcast Challenge. This is a free 5-day challenge to help you get more organized. You can also join our Patreon community. If you really like this tapping stuff, you can join us and we can tap about all the things. I am an EFT practitioner and I share this tool weekly with our patrons, and we tap together once a week. Super amazing. For that, you can head over to patreon.com/ Café con Pam Podcast. And you can also join Power Sisters. Now, Power Sisters is my group coaching program where we talk about productivity, healing, and self-care with the power of your own Power Sister. It's an accountability program. And right now, this week actually, is the last week that we have a self-price model. So if you've been on the fence, if you've been thinking about it, do it now. This is the time. Head over to findmypowersister.com. Listeners, thank you so much, so, so much for hanging out with me today, for hanging out with me for the last 4 years. OMG, we've gone through some stuff. For sure. I launched Café con Pam Podcast before the election, and it's been quite the ride on both ends, on the podcast and navigating this country. Lots of things have happened, and I'm grateful for real you choose to put me in your ears. I can't wait to hear from you to see if this tapping sequence helped you. Y como siempre, stay shining.